and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local. Beautiful start to the day, partly cloudy, 31 degrees on our way to 60 before it is all said and done today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday morning by Family Promise of the Flint Hills Director, Jessica Corbening. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right here so far. Before we get started on our official topic, how did 2022 go for Family Promise?
It was really good, actually. There's a lot of change, a lot of growth that happened in that year. It was our first full year in operation, so we really learned a lot and learned a lot about how we want to move forward.
Speaking of that, I remember talking with you, I think, a little bit when it came to match day discussions here about a month ago, and you had mentioned, if memory serves me correctly, kind of 2022 was a year of, you mentioned change, but I think adaptation would be the lead part of that change.
Yes, absolutely. We changed our whole shelter model, opened new programs, really kind of just learned how those programs can best serve our community and how thinking about maybe other programs that we can implement that can also serve our community.
Jessica, before we delve into our specifics here this morning, let's go ahead and run down the mission of Family Promise and exactly what you're doing.
So our mission is basically to help those families in our area who are experiencing a housing crisis, or they're either at risk of homelessness or they're experiencing homelessness, and we focus on those families who have children that are 18 years or younger in their home.
Gotcha. What are some of the different supports that you provide then, Jessica, for these families as they, and then also, I guess, maybe how do you set the foundation here for them to get out of the dire situations that they may be in?
Right now, we offer three different programs. We have a prevention program that focuses just on preventing an episode of homelessness. So that could be a family, maybe they get a notice to pay or a utility shutoff notice, or they're in the process of an eviction, and we work with them and see how, you know, we can, usually it's financially, how we can help them out of that situation and prevent that. Because if we can prevent a family from being homeless, that really alleviates a lot of trauma that could happen to that family. Our other programs are shelter, which is basically where we take families that literally have nowhere to go. And we have a fourplex apartment complex that we utilize shelter units and shelter those families and work with them on things. If they don't have employment, we work with them on finding employment, finding childcare, which is the absolute biggest barrier that we find at the moment, because there is kind of a shortage of childcare right now. Another program we have helps families that have gone through prevention and gone through shelter, which is stabilization, and that program focuses on keeping these families stable, because once the initial crisis of either, you know, the prevention or the shelter happens, we need to make sure that we're continuing to provide services that help these families stay where they need to be, and that's in their own home. And so we kind of have a mixture of all of that, but with every single program that we offer, there is a case management piece where in prevention, they have to meet with a case manager at least once a month. In shelter, it's once a week. But more times than not, they usually meet with the case manager a lot more. And they're working on things like budgeting. They're working on these two curriculums that we have that New Beginnings teaches people how to budget about, you know, taxes and things like that. It's kind of like a financial education course. And then we have a Keys to Good Tenancy course that kind of teaches people about being good tenants. And so that kind of helps us you know, it'll just help them be a better tenant, and so we can create those relationships with landlords in our area.
Again, we're talking with Family Promise of the Flint Hills Director Jessica Carpening on our primetime newsmaker on this Tuesday morning. It is 7:24, 31 degrees, going to be 60 before it is all said and done today. Jessica, how large locally is the Helping the Homeless need?
We serve Lyon County and the surrounding areas, and in 2022, I would say we had, my last calculation was over 75 calls for need. We weren't able to serve all 75 family or all 75 calls, but we did serve 35 families, which to me was pretty, considering the depth of what we do in shelter and all of that. And we only had our prevention program up and going for about half the year. So we served 17 families in prevention and 18 in our shelter program.
That's is that about where you thought the program would be, given, you know, some of the space and I think probably the changeover with the families, or were you expecting numbers to be a little bit different than that?
That's about where I was expecting it to be. And we're still relatively new to the community. We did see towards the end of the year, we saw a huge uptick in calls. And so we know that our name's getting out there. We're knowing that people, you know, are talking about what we're doing. And so I have really good hopes for 2023 that, you know, that number will increase. As a staff of two, there is also, you know, only so much that we can do in a week, but we try to maximize that time. Like our curriculums that I was talking about, those are online, and those families can do it at their own pace. And so that makes it a little bit easier because we can just check their progress and then talk about it in a case management appointment. So we're trying to utilize things and now trying to utilize more volunteers so that we can focus solely on that, helping those families, and then, you know, utilizing our community to help with some other things.
Again, Jessica Carpening joining us with Family Promise of the Flint Hills here this morning. Let's talk about the specific need that you started outlining here last week, and specifically when it comes for more volunteer groups to essentially help that early process and help families get themselves settled.
So what we're needing is more volunteers for our rotation for our shelter program. And what that looks like is that we currently have 9 different groups. So each week, it's a different group. We have 7 congregations and 2 schools right now helping us, and they deliver groceries on Sundays. And that, what we have families do is we have them plan out their meals for the next week, create a grocery list based off the stuff that they might need or they don't already have, and then we send that to these a volunteer coordinator. And then the volunteer coordinator coordinates their own group of volunteers to bring in the groceries or do the shopping however they see fit. And that's kind of it's new because we were providing hot meals to families every single night. And we don't do that anymore. Kind of since we went to this new model at the apartment, they have a fully stocked kitchen. So we want to empower families to be able to cook meals on their own. They know what their family likes to eat. And so, you know, we thought about this. Well, what if we can just alleviate that financial barrier for getting groceries for them? So we just started having it delivered once a week.
Okay. So you need volunteer groups basically to help with essentially the pickup, the shopping process, and then the delivery process.
Yes. And it's pretty simple. So like I said, we just talk with a volunteer coordinator. So that they would basically be the lead person on a group. And we work with them and try to get a list to them the Tuesday or Wednesday before the Sunday. And sometimes we have it even earlier. But that way it gives them time to, and we're in talks with them about how many families, so they can kind of get an idea of what they're going to be shopping for. And then basically we send them that list, and they just deliver it to the families on Sundays to their unit.
Now, these volunteer groups, Jessica, do they raise their own money to buy the groceries? Where do those dollars come from?
Yes, that would be basically either like a them donating their money. I guess I really haven't asked a lot of them where they get their funding from. Some of them, I think their groups or their maybe their churches provide that funding, but it's not funded through Family Promise.
Understood. How big can these groups be, or is there really any limit to the size of the volunteer groups? And where are you seeking these from? Is it from just kind of groups of general people, businesses, other social service groups that are around, other nonprofits? Where are you looking for these groups from?
We're looking anywhere. Like I said, right now it's congregations and schools, but it could be civic organizations. It could be businesses. It could be a group of friends that get together and decide they want to do it. Because what I'm trying to do with our 9 groups, that means that each group is going about every other month. And the idea was to have 13 groups so that every group only has to provide meals or food once every quarter. And that's through Family Promise National, that idea of having 13 groups. And so I've been trying hard to get up to that, because when I don't want to wear out the volunteers that we currently have. And I think adding more groups will also increase the awareness of what we do, because the more people we have doing things, the more people we have in our facility seeing what we're doing, I think the more notoriety that we'll have in the community.
Again, you're still really in the early stages of Family Promise of the Flint Hills here, Jessica, but how long is a stay? How long do you provide housing? Is there a general time frame that you work with?
Our average stay has been about 56 to 60 days. What happens is we do a 30 and 60-day review. So at 30 days, if they are still working, if they're working on their goals, getting everything done, we extend them to 60. Same at 60. If they're still doing what they need to do, working on knocking out those goals, they're getting their jobs, they're saving their money, then we extend to 90 days. We try not to extend anything past 90 days. That's just kind of our cutoff right there. But we do talk with families extensively before we bring them in about how we are a working program. And the point of our program is to put them in a better position to be sustainable and self-sufficient when they leave. So there is a lot of work to be done while they're in the program.
Understood. Okay, Jessica, in case folks would like more information here about helping out through this volunteer group method, or perhaps maybe they would like to help you in other ways, how do they get involved here with you, and how do they get the information they need?
They can call my office at 620-208-7774, and they can talk to me. I'm kind of the one that is organizing all the volunteer groups right now. At some point, that might get turned back over to the case manager, but, we did have a new case manager, and I don't want to overwhelm her with work, so I'm trying to organize that right now. They can email me at jcorpening@familypromiseoftheflinthillsks.org as well.
Okay. Well, Jessica, thanks so much for joining us. Please keep us posted here on how things are going for you, not only with this particular effort, but, as the adaptations continue here, probably this year, and you continue to get rooted here in the area.
I certainly will. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thanks, Jessica. Good job. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you.
And Jessica Corpening, the Family Promise of the Flint Hills director, joining us on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segment, which we do have open here Thursday and Friday, give us a shout, 342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Easiest ways to do that. Tomorrow we will have David Trailer Zoo Director Lisa Keith joining us. We're talking about special Valentine's Day promotions.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. KVOE 734, 31 degrees. Good morning. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Capital Federal will always be here for you, so you can be you. For that quick check of